Archers for week commencing Sunday, October the 21st, 2001.
Lillian is putting on a brave face.
Ah, oh, you're up.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't hide myself away all day.
Well, how are you feeling?
Oh, a bit rough. I like sleeping on my side and the stitches kept digging in.
Oh, they'll all come out on Wednesday.
Thank heavens. Can't wait to wash my hair.
It's a fantastic morning out there. It's bright and still. It's almost like summer.
Now, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Nature gives us 30 good years. The rest is up to us. Now, it's up to us, you see?
It's hardly an endorsement for a facelift. Oh, glad to see you're eating.
I feel up to low-level chewing.
Does it hurt?
Not if I'm slow, like a ruminant. I opened some croissants. Was that all right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, this jam is delicious.
Which?
This one here, crab apple jelly.
Oh.
Oh, God, you know, I don't know how people manage after a lip chop.
They stay very thin.
Except for their lips, which look like two of these croissants. Apparently, in Hollywood, the journos can tell which actresses have had it done. The other one's drinking through straws.
Better chase up Alice. She wanted a lift to this apple bay.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I'll need to get there in good time to park. Have you seen her?
Yes, she wandered down 10 minutes ago in her pyjamas.
She's not dressed?
And struck the crossword and went back upstairs.
Well, she knows I want to go at 12.
Well, darling, sit down and have a coffee.
Oh, all right. Did she comment?
No, which was entirely to her credit.
I have to admit, I was shocked when I saw you yesterday.
I know, I could tell.
Oh, the bruising looks...
Yeah, I know, oh, I know, I know, I know.
Oh, especially around the jaw.
Oh,
there.
And this side jetted up to my temple. Oh.
Has Brian seen it yet?
No. I was very relieved he wasn't in when we got back last night.
Oh, you didn't have to slope off to your room straight away.
Yes, I did. Anyway, I tell myself I'm going to look $1 million in the end, so it'll be all worth it.
If you keep to the surgeon's advice.
No heavy exercise for 6 weeks. That'll be all.
No ciggies. It'll help it heal, Lillian.
Look, Jenny, I'll stick to that if you promise to keep any visitors away.
Hello, Jenny.
Oh, where have you been?
I'm checking the partridge drives with Greg. It's all looking good for Friday.
Oh, good.
Ah, and who's this hiding behind the paper?
I am.
Could it be my beautiful sister-in-law with her new super deluxe £4,000 face? My God, Lillian.
Brian, it won't stay like this.
You could sue if it did. Perhaps Tony could help. He uses arnica on his cows when they're badly bruised.
Right, that's it. I'm going back to bed.
Oh, Lillian.
I knew it was a mistake coming down this morning. It is too soon.
Oh, come on, Lillian. I didn't mean it.
Well done. She's been putting on a brave face this morning.
Brave face? Oh, very good. God, I just thought she'd appreciate a little joke about it. That's all. Lighten things up.
Wrong.
Why can't a woman be more like a man?
What?
Never mind. Oh, look what she's done to my paper. Oh, the butter and jam all over it.
Serves you right.
Where's the back page?
Come on, Daniel, attack it.
Let's rough the water up a bit.
Oh, no. I should come up for air now.
It's hard.
I know. I've never got one yet.
Here, here's the towel, mate.
Thank you. Why do the apples stay up?
Because they've got a lot of air inside them.
Hi there.
Kathy.
Hello.
Lucky with this weather.
Yeah, just as well. Can't see all these stalls fitting into the village hall.
What are you making on yours?
Apple strudel.
Mmm.
Have you come to have a go, Jamie?
Yes, please.
Right. Well, here, let's put this towel under your chin.
No, I can do that.
That's all right. We're all right, aren't we, Jamie?
Yes. I couldn't get one.
I thought Sid was in charge here.
Oh, we're holding the fort. The smell of Tom's pig roast was driving him wild.
No, he never could resist a barbecue. Go on, Jamie, dive in.
Where's Pip? Well, with Alice, I hope. She went off to enter the competition for the longest piece of peel.
Yeah, it's funny, that didn't appeal to me.
Oh, ignore it.
Sorry.
Well, I must go and look for her. She says she's got a mystery apple for George to identify.
Is she coming to the Halloween disco at Lower Loxley?
Don't.
It's a sensitive subject. Ruth's psyching herself up to make a costume.
Jill will be away.
Oh, yes, Australia. Lucky things.
I'm going to be a wizard like Harry Potter.
With a scar on your forehead too, Daniel.
Yes, and glasses.
Yes, but only if you clean out your stick insect. Mummy might not make your costume otherwise.
Aww.
David.
Well, it's true. Shula's having to do it now the novelty's worn off.
Jamie's going as Batman.
I hear Healy's ordered ready-cut pumpkins on the internet.
Mm, she's doing the decorations. Oh, careful, Jamie, no hands.
By the way, is Clary here?
Yeah, somewhere. You know she was sitting next to Susan in church.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd love a closer look at that old tractor Joe's got. It looks mint.
The restored ones do. The working ones were always rusty and caked in mud.
It's a hazard. Just one more thing, cluttering up my view. And Jamie's dying to clamber all over it.
I don't mean to be ungrateful.
Oh, don't worry. Don't think I could live with Mum and Jack. Oh, she tells me she's invited the Harvest for your birthday meal.
Jack plays golf with them, but I've naught in common.
Oh, dear.
And I'm sure to be under Peggy's feet while she's getting it all ready.
Well, can't you and Chris go out for the day?
We'll see. Her back's dodgy at the moment. Well, have you got an apple for me, then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Close your eyes.
All right.
Now, try this one.
Mmm. Mmm. Very nice. Not sharp, like some have tasted. Some beggar gave me a Bramley.
Well?
It's a russet.
Oh, that's it.
It's got that slightly nutty taste. Oh, come on, you've been easy on me, Jennifer.
Well, what have you guessed so far?
Laxton Superb.
Oh.
Cox, Granny Smith, Golden Delicious.
Oh, well, then.
Quite. I was stumped by James Grieve and this Worcester Pearmain.
Still, it's pretty impressive.
Well, it's only a handful out of 7,500.
What English variety?
The world, you daffing.
Oh, I see.
George.
Ruth.
Pip's got one for you.
Hello there, Pip.
Hello.
Ruth, how nice to see you.
It's fun, isn't it?
Mum's really pleased with the turnout.
Oh, go on then, Pip. Hand it over.
No, hey, let me shut my eyes. I don't want to see it.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, are you all right, George?
Oh, that is bitter.
What have you done?
Oh, I know what this is.
What?
It's a Borsetshire Beauty.
Oh, it's one of Joe's cider apples.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Where did you get it from, Pip?
That table by the tent.
That's the cider making table.
Well, at least I guessed it right.
Beautiful strudel, Cathy.
It's a doddle with this ready-made phyllo.
There's some...
I soak the raisins in brandy.
Oh, well. I've done an apple pie for tonight's competition, even though we shan't be going.
Betty's looked good. Did you see it?
Yeah. All them glazed leaves.
Oh, it's a shame. You enjoy the harvest supper.
So different this year.
What are the others up to today?
Edward and Joe's picking apples at Grange Farm. And Eddie's a town minister.
Oh, dear.
He only wanted to come and sell his garden ornaments. Huh? I told him to stop at home and keep a low profile. Still, I'm enjoying myself.
You do look a lot happier.
Well, I was so relieved about Emma. I mean, she'd lost her.
Oh, I know.
Do you know, we'd have had to move away, I think.
So I left him at home, grouching over his sticky newspaper. And it was my crabapple jelly, too.
Mm. Oh, dear.
It's all right, I had a spare. And she'll probably hide in her room all day.
Poor Lillian.
Oh, she's very sensitive underneath. And it seems to be all round the village.
I didn't know.
Well, please don't tell anybody else.
No.
Phil and Jill get off all right.
Oh, I haven't left yet. The flight's tonight. Shula's taking them to Heathrow.
Tell her to allow plenty of time.
Mm.
Took us hours to get out of London yesterday. Why are they going at half term? It's not like Jill to leave you in the lurch.
Well, to be fair, they didn't realise when they booked, and it was convenient for Mel and Kenton, so they didn't want to change the dates.
Hmm. I could have Pip and Josh on Friday if you like.
Are you sure?
Of course. It'll be nice for Phoebe and Ellis.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. They've got an activity day at Lower Loxley on Wednesday, but that'd be great.
Well, I know how hard it is. I don't suppose you'll be going to the harvest supper, then?
Oh, sadly, no. This apple juice is all right, isn't it?
Well, Helen never misses a selling opportunity.
I'm glad of a sit-down.
Oh, it's very atmospheric with these straw bales, isn't it? Much nicer than tables and chairs.
Except I could do with more support.
Got backache?
Only slightly. Lower down.
I'm so excited for you, Ruth.
Me too. I don't always believe in miracles, but this baby feels like one.
And I was remembering last year's harvest supper when you gave your speech. And we were all so relieved that... Well, that you were
still here?
Yes.
I've got one of my checkups on Thursday.
Oh, for the baby?
Oh, the cancer.
Oh. Do you worry about them?
Well, not really.
Ah, oh, there you are, love. What's this you're both drinking? I hope it's not Sid's special cider.
Oh, yeah, and I've had 3 pints.
Hey, I'd like to get over to Lower Loxley sometime and have a look.
Yeah, Jessica's bringing them tomorrow.
How many?
Oh, I know there are some Harris Hawks and a couple of Falcons.
I'll have to get along for a day's course.
Hey, they're not cheap. £120.
Good grief.
It'll be corporate groups, mate.
There's security people at your table, George.
Oh, blaster. Thanks, Glory. If I never have another bite of apple, it'll be too soon.
What have you got there?
Mrs. Aldridge's crab apple jelly.
Wow. Beautiful clear colour, isn't it? Like amber.
I bought it as a pace offering for Susan and Neil.
Yeah, good luck.
Shan't need it with Susan,
but Neil. Give it time.
Can't do much else, can I? He's still so angry. I don't know if it'll ever come right.
It's Mike Tucker, surprisingly domestic.
You ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Very much. Oh, hey. How long have you been stood there?
Just checking I've got the right house.
Morning, love.
And the right husband.
Mm. Anything for us?
Mm.
Yeah, I'll take them. Ends on good lay.
Yeah, plenty of eggs this morning.
Right.
They're all there for Neil to grade.
Well, come on, sit down then.
Well, I just need...
No. Whatever it is, it can wait. You have a cup of tea first.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah. Now, there we are.
Mm, I like this. As you've laid the table.
I found the cereal.
It's all right, love. I'll do us something when I've had this. Think I got some kippers. I'll check in a minute.
I can do that.
They should be near the back. In a flattish packet.
No, I can't see
them. Oh, mind up then. I'll have a look.
All right. I thought I'd get out and about this morning to try and get some jobs.
Great idea.
Some Derek Fletcher's Edge could do with a haircut. You seen it?
No, not recently. Oh, here we are, look.
Hey? Oh. Nah, it needs a top and a lop. Well, I've done it before. Then I'll work my way round the rest of Cleveland's. Take the bull by the horns.
Whatever happened to that Monday morning feeling?
New week, new start. Hey, come on now, finish your tea first.
Well, go on then.
And I'm going across to Home Farm this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Brian's got a load of dead branches we can use for the bonfire night. Well, he might have some work for me.
I want the van dinner time.
Hey, all right. You need a chauffeur?
I'm popping in to visit Emma.
Oh, I'll leave you to it, then.
OK. Oh, now, a message from Sid from last night.
Yeah?
You know that patch on the village green where the bonfire always goes? Well, the parish council want you to turf it over next spring.
Oh, right. Well, that's got very scrubby. Nice to be wanted.
I knew there was something.
Mm. It hadn't been done for a couple of years.
Hello.
Morning, Neil.
Hi, mate.
All right.
Oh, there's a good lot this morning.
Oh, well, I'll get on and sort the trays then.
And we need to do some more labels.
Yeah, I noticed we were low.
Oh, and is it all right if I go and see Emma? About 1 o'clock?
Yeah, should be. I'm going in after this.
Is there anything she'd like?
Some decent grub.
Poor kid.
Just better check with Susan first. I don't know what her plans are.
Oh, shall I go and give her a quick ring?
Yeah, good idea.
Right, excuse me then.
Hey, what about your tea?
No, I won't be long, love.
Oh. Hey, put the wood in the old meal.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, what's got into you?
I can do it, you know.
Do what?
Well, it's about time I pulled my finger out. But it's at full stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put a strain on her.
What?
Being Piggy in the middle, trying to pull everyone together.
Oh.
She cares about you all. Susan, Clary, and Eddie.
Mike, look, I can see where you're heading. We couldn't have managed without Betty's support over the last few weeks, but as far as Eddie and me are concerned, she'd be wasting her time.
Oh, Catherine Cookson.
Do you like her?
I don't know. I think I saw one of her books on the telly.
Well, I know what else I've got. Here.
Oh, what is it?
Apple pie. Made it for the harvest supper last night. Saved you a piece.
Oh, great, thanks.
Between you and me, I won first prize for it. Frieda Fry was judging.
Oh.
We had a lovely day yesterday on the green.
Could you just...
Oh, yes, of course. I'll put it on the side. She was nice, that nurse.
Yeah, she talks to me a lot.
And is that one the sister?
Sister? No, it's shift leader.
Oh. So, how's it going then? Still getting those pins and needles?
A bit. My ankle's still a bit stiff.
Yeah, bound to be.
But the doctor's pleased with me.
Good. Who else has been in?
Well, Hayley came in yesterday.
Oh, good. Everything all right, love? You tired?
No.
Only I could go if you want a little sleep.
Well, have you seen Ed?
Oh.
Do you know how he is?
I know he's been helping his dad, keeping occupied.
Well, has he said anything about me?
Well, I haven't really spoken to him.
And he ain't been back to see me. Well, he promised.
Oh, dear.
What? Something happened to him?
Oh, no. Nothing like that, no.
What then?
Well, your dad feels it wouldn't be right.
Oh, I know that. Oh, it's just rubbish.
Well, your dad doesn't think so. So he's told Ed he mustn't visit you for the time being.
Told him? Well, that's so unfair.
Eddie! You got anything for the bonfire?
Just in time. Give us a hand here.
What?
Put the engine.
How can you stand living with all this clutter?
One more should do it.
So?
What?
Got anything for the bonfire?
No.
It'd be easier to invite the village round here. Set light to all this lot.
Oh, hilarious, Michael. Now, give us a lift with this slab.
Hey? Oh, go on.
So, get on.
All right.
One, two, three, lift.
Where's this lot headed for?
It's me job I've been doing on the Bulchester Road.
That's a nice piece of slate.
I got good taste.
You've been at it a while.
I've restructured the old garden, front and back.
Sound like good customers.
They are.
I should hold on to them, mate.
I hope so. The thing is, they want some more of my compost to dig their veg patch over for the winter.
Oh, no.
Oh, please, Mike.
Eddie, I ain't getting involved.
I'll give you a coach.
I know what happened last week.
Oh, Neil's off his
head. If he don't want you up at Willow Farm, I ain't going against him.
But me stuff's up there.
I'm sorry, that's final.
You'd think it was me under curfew. Can't go about me business in this village no more.
Oh, dear, poor Eddie. You do all right.
At least I make an effort to pull a wage in.
Yeah, well, I've got some jobs lined up.
Where?
Grange Farm, for a start.
What?
Yeah. Brian Aldridge says Mr. Stirling might want his stretch of river opening up. Just on my way to see him now.
Oh, not you at all. Oh, he's everyone's darling at the moment.
Nah, you should hear yourself.
First Ed, then Dad, now you. I'm sick of it.
You're getting left behind, mate.
Well, it's not up to you.
Keep your voice down, love.
Well, I'm fed up with it.
What?
You treating me like I'm a baby. I'm 17.
Yes, I know that.
Well, I don't feel like it.
All I want is for you to get better. That's all I care about. And if I'm being overprotective, well, then I'm sorry.
I don't feel in control.
Of what?
Well, anything. It's like I'm sat here and it's all just happening to me. And you're telling me who I can and can't see. It's not fair.
It won't be long till you're home, then you can do what you like.
It's dead lonely in here.
Yes, I know.
You think you do. How boring.
Well, we come as often as we can.
Well, Ed's my mate.
Some mate to put you through all this.
I got in William's car, Dad. Ed never made me.
I wish to God you hadn't.
Well, where were you? You always told me never to hitch. How else was I going to get home?
I'm so sorry. You know I'd put the clock back if I could.
He's like a new man, making me tea, out looking for work. He's always been like that, either completely up or right down in the dumps.
It's looking a bit tidier back there anyway.
Oh, thanks, Susan. You didn't have to come in.
Oh, I hate it when I can't find something.
Yeah, especially if a customer's waiting. Oh, I kept back that magazine for Emma.
Oh, thanks.
Here it is.
I'll take it in tonight.
Don't know if she liked the Catherine Cookson.
Oh, she'll read it.
Out of politeness, maybe.
Time hangs heavy in hospital. What did she have to say for herself? Did she have a good natter?
Oh, well, mainly me wittering on, you know. See anything of Clary over the weekend?
We sat next to each other at church.
Sounds like nursery school.
Yeah. Thanks for what you did, Betty. I hated how it was between us.
Well, I couldn't stand by and watch you two throw your friendship down the drain.
Oh, Neil.
Hello, love.
I thought you'd be later than this.
Emma didn't want me to stay too long. Hello, Betty.
Neil?
Why not? She's all right.
No. She's found out I banned Ed from going to see her.
Oh.
How?
Well...
It's all right, Neil. It was me.
When?
Today. I am sorry.
What happened?
Well, she kept asking about him, why he hadn't been in. I couldn't lie to her. Yeah,
fair enough. She was bound to hear it from someone.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, Betty. It's what we do now.
I'll just go and finish up in the back and leave you to it.
Thanks, Betty.
She was so angry with me. Caught me off guard.
She had only just found out.
Said I was treating her like a baby. Do you think I'm being overprotective?
She's your daughter.
And she said she was lonely and bored.
We can't be with her all the time.
Yeah, that's not what she meant. She wants Ed.
They are friends, Neil.
Not the sort of friend I want for her.
I know.
I keep thinking about her birthday party last year. How Ed invited all those thugs.
I don't think he knew half of them.
That's just it. He's careless and stupid. She was terrified of him. And what did he do? Nothing. Now she's asking for him. It sticks in my craw.
However we feel about him, Neil, I think we've got to see it from her point of view now.
But...
And that means trusting her.
How can I after what's happened?
Playing the Victorian father's not going to help.
Is that how she sees me?
She's vulnerable.
Exactly. That's why I don't want him near her.
Is it really fair to keep him away if that's what she really, really wants?
I don't know anymore. I'm doing my best.
It's making her unhappy, Neil. And neither of us wants that.
No, of course not.
So, I think we should say he can go. For her sake, Neil.
Okay.
Right.
But I'm not telling him. I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
If you go down to the woods at dawn, you might find someone's beaten you to it.
Come on, Mitch, have some of this.
Well, I'd have had that if I'd known it was going begging.
Too late. There's more coffee in the flask.
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for this. It's a lovely idea, picnic. Mm,
breakfast by hurricane lamp. I'm on your time zone these days.
Early to bed.
Early to rise. Oh, I put the alarm on for 6 and I thought, poor you. Already been up a whole hour.
Aww. Did you wake anyone?
No, Dad's usually up, but now the cows are in, he can lie in a bit longer.
I'd better get moving. It'll be light soon.
I might go back to bed.
Yeah, Dad. A nuthatch. She'll get more subdued come winter.
Oh, it's so peaceful.
What have you got lined up today?
Well, usual. Kirsty's on her day off and we've got a couple of deliveries coming in.
Will you manage?
Oh, yes, I think I should be able to.
Still going with your cheese samples?
No, I've stopped them. Did I tell you?
No.
Well, we've had really positive feedback. About 90% of the die-hard regulars tried some. Different types, you know.
Well, free food.
Oh, you cynic. They said if we went ahead, they don't mind if it's a hard or a soft cheese, as long as it's strong.
Yeah, I could have guessed that.
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit more scientific with my market research.
Sorry.
It's just one more step on the road to making my own cheese. I hate to think of my training going to waste.
Well, back to work for me.
Oh, wait a sec. How do you fancy Chester?
Chester?
For our next jaunt in January.
Oh, right. Another Roman city.
I just loved being anonymous in Bath, didn't you?
Yeah. It was very liberating.
Yeah, well, we could do the same again. Have you been?
We took the girls once.
Oh. Well, I'd like to go. See the city walls, the river.
That sounds good. But thinking of the more immediate future, what about Saturday?
Saturday?
The host a roast. They're having a deal at Waterley Cross in the pub. I told you.
We should do that somewhere else. There ain't room for both of us.
The table's perfect. Get at the crack like this.
I don't think that filler's working.
Yeah.
Looks dreadful. And you're getting dust all over my sewing.
Shouldn't have drilled that hole in it. Thought I could feed the water pipe from the back here and through her mouth.
It looked like she were dribbling. I've been pleased with the job so far. Why ruin the ship for half of the time?
Yeah, right. I'll have to go and buy a proper one. They might want one of my pot-bellied dragons, mine.
Take Edward with you.
Yeah. I expect to finish up this morning.
Will you go and call him? I want to finish this before I go to work.
What is it?
Joe asked me to run him up the cushion.
Why?
He were a bit embarrassed, but he's finding that old tractor seat cold and hard on his backside.
He always used to manage. A few sacks was enough.
40 years ago, maybe. Now, he wants to get some practice in this morning while it's dry.
Oh, he's a fool.
Eddie.
Ploughing Grange farmland for free.
Well, where else are we going to practice? I think it were very kind of Mr. Stirling.
I bet he'll expect off the cider when Dad's made it and all.
Nah, and his tipple. Not everyone's like you.
Too rough, fool.
You'd just be grateful he spoke up for Edward with that Mr. Sykes from the court.
The squire put in a good word for the boy, don't you know?
There aren't many left in Ambridge's Wood.
Nigel?
Here.
We've had an email from Mum.
Oh, that's good.
They arrived safely, but her body clock's all to pot, and Dad didn't get much sleep on the flight.
Oh, dear.
After they forked out for those luxury seats. Mmm, that smells nice.
It's special dubbing. I'm just trying to get these jerseys a bit more supple.
There's something else. Bleach?
Oh, Jessica's cleaned the floor.
This one's a beauty.
She's Guinevere.
Has Jessica fed them?
No, just the owls and hawks. I said I'd exercise the falcons later. And it's no good if they're fed up. They wouldn't be interested in me or the lure.
Can I watch?
Of course.
I can't believe they're actually here. It's all falling into place so quickly.
Things do when they're right.
I can feel them staring at me.
I'm so glad you're behind me on this.
Could see you were hooked after that course.
I was. And I'm enjoying it so much.
I know, darling.
It's a big commitment.
I just knew the day courses would take off. Next week's is fully booked.
Well, they're getting a unique experience handling the birds.
Will the punters get to fly them to the lure?
No, they'll get a demo. And then an afternoon's hawking in the local countryside to see the birds flown at quarry.
Are these the Harris hawks?
Yeah.
Gosh.
They're good sprinters. Ideal for the close country around here. We'll use them for the handling, too.
I still wouldn't fancy having one on my fist.
They're fine. Our two Lanner falcons apply well, but they're not nearly so friendly.
Are these?
Mm.
They're very delicate.
Oh, Lanners are exquisite. Smaller than peregrines, of course. And what's so great is they have such a light wing loading that they can go up really high, which will look wonderful for the displays.
Right.
Oh, Lizzie, I'm so looking forward to flying them around the estate. Especially across that sweep of lawn from the folly down to the ha-ha.
Before we get too carried away, Birdman of Lower Loxley, we need to discuss this nature trail.
Oh, yes.
There's one path that needs a radical clear-out. The undergrowth's so thick it's impassable.
Well, it's not just a slash-and-burn job, though. I mean, there are small trees in amongst it.
Do you think we should get a forest contractor in?
Yup. Well, providing they do it sympathetically.
I'm glad you've come in, Clary.
I'm in a hurry. I promised to get home and cook something for Joe's dinner today, and I know he likes things.
Because I've got something to tell you.
Oh,
don't look so worried.
But I am. I couldn't bear no more trouble between us.
Oh, it's good news, in a way.
What?
Well, Neil says Edward can visit Emma at the hospital.
Oh!
If he wants.
Oh, he does. That is such a relief.
Well.
He's felt terrible not seeing her.
Well, you can pass that on then.
Oh, yeah, thanks. He'll be over the moon. What's made Neil change his mind? Is he coming round?
Well, don't raise your hopes. It's purely for Emma's sake.
Oh, well, one step at a time. That's wonderful. I think it's important they get together. They need to talk. Help get it out of the system. Yeah.
Hello, love.
Oh.
Eddie, Susan.
Hello, Eddie.
I went to Bridge Farm where Pat said you was here.
Well, good timing. You can drop me off at home.
Finished the job.
Well done.
Guess what? They paid me in full.
More good news, then.
Eh?
Susan?
What would you tell him?
This sounds mysterious.
Neil's agreed to let Edward go and see Emma.
Oh, that's big of him.
Eddie?
So when would it be convenient for a Mr. High and Mighty?
Oh, I'm sorry, Susan.
It's all right. He can go tomorrow if he wants.
That'd be great.
We'll be gone by 7 o'clock. He could go afterwards.
We're very grateful.
Oh, stop grovelling.
Only he's not to stay late and make her tired.
Fair enough. We have to have him home by 9 in any case.
Because of his curfew.
I know. Just be sure Neil doesn't see him.
Or what?
I'm not rising to this, Eddie. That's the way Neil feels.
Oh, he's turned into a right little Hitler.
I can't make him forgive Edward. He's got to do it in his own time. If ever.
And she'll stay on the perch?
Of course. She thinks it's a rock face or a cliff.
Some imagination.
Until I go and spin the lure. Then she'll go up high and stoop to it.
She made me jump.
Steady, Guinevere.
What if she gets lost? Shouldn't she have a homing device or something?
Well, Jessica doesn't approve of transponders.
That seems risky to me. What if she flies off into the wide blue yonder?
She's trained to come back. Oh, plus she's hungry. My falcon now is sharp and passing empty. Until she stoop, she must not be full-gorged, for then she never looks upon her lure. That's from Jamie Grishu, you know.
Culture vulture?
Oh, God. You better stand over there to watch.
Okay.
I'll go and get ready.
Right, Lizzie, stand by.
Come on, come on.
She's off.
Yes.
It's amazing. I never thought you'd be able to do this.
Neither did I.
She's soaring.
That's the beauty of long wings. Now, watch as she appears to float. Right. Now, if I lower the swing, she'll stoop to it.
She's coming down. She's beautiful.
Stand by. Whoa!
Are you all right?
Yes. I just ducked in time.
Oh, hi. I was just about to have a bath.
How are you feeling?
Oh, good. I'm still tired. How about you?
Really good.
Yeah, it sounds it. We'll have to meet up in the morning more often.
It's not just that, though. I've had some really good news.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Annette's rung.
Oh, Greg. That's wonderful. When?
Yeah, I've just put the phone down. Oh, it's been such a long time since I heard her voice. She's had it so grown up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I was a bit stilted at first.
Yeah, it was bound to be.
But then she started telling me about her school and everything. Oh, she must really have wanted to speak to me.
Yeah.
To get through Michelle's iron curtain.
See? It was a good idea putting your phone number on the letter. I said it would be.
You were right, love. Oh, I can hardly believe it. She might even let me have them over to stay. Do you think?
I don't know.
Or maybe I could go over to France in January.
Well, not January.
Why not? I can get a good bit of time off work then. It might make the journey worthwhile.
Well, you couldn't go then, remember? We're going away.
We can go any time.
Oh, Greg!
Yeah, I'll have to check out the flights, or even the Eurostar, I suppose. Oh, Helen, this really feels like the start of something.
It's a damp start for George's birthday.
Oh, it's you under there.
Morning, bro.
It wet enough for you?
I don't mind it. I'd rather be on the riverbank here than be stuck in the lodge.
Oh, many happy returns, by the way.
Thank you. What are you doing here?
I'm on my way to meet Greg. I can't harvest the sugar beet in there.
No, no.
God, that's an impressive umbrella. There's room for you and the dog.
It's my present from Christine.
Oh. What else have you had?
A CD of a male voice choir from Peggy.
Very stirring.
Ah, and a motorised tie rack from Jack.
I'm speechless.
Ah, so was I. The good news is the Harveys have cried off my birthday meal.
Well, I did think it a bit odd picking by you in the first place.
Ah, me too.
Anything in the keep now?
No. I'm hoping a big fat pike's lurking in the reeds.
Well, the water's slow here. You might be lucky. Mm.
This is my best present so far, this day's fishing. Thank you very much, Brian.
No, nothing of it.
Won't get you into bother. Oh,
Matt Crawford and the others never consult me when they're going to use it. Besides, it was Jenny's idea. She seemed to think you might need a bolt hold.
I was dropping strong hints on Sunday.
She's driving Lillian down to London today.
They're going shopping.
Oh, the dreaded stitches are coming out.
Why, of course.
The ones holding up her face. Might well collapse without them.
Oh, Brian.
She said as much herself. She's a bundle of nerves.
Mm.
She had a cigarette in the loo this morning. She thinks I don't notice.
Has she given up?
She's pulled the wool over Jenny's eyes.
Has James come over to see her again?
We did his filial duty in the clinic last week. That was enough. Her face was completely swathed in bandages.
The mummy returns.
Well, the sun won't. At least she's hiding herself away, because honestly, George, she looks terrible.
Seems such a waste of money.
Well, not if it'll help her ensnare her next gigolo.
Morning!
Oh, Greg.
Oh, do.
Fantastic day. For drowning. You're full of the joys.
Oh, I've had some good news.
Oh, happy birthday, George.
Thanks.
Helen and I are looking forward to tonight.
Oh, good. It's beef Wellington on the menu.
Oh, I've not had it in years.
Well, you're in for a treat. Peggy cooks it superbly.
Yeah.
I'd rather have me beef on the bone.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, George. I'll be lucky to get a sandwich with Jenny back late.
Well, come and join us, then.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, go on, there'll be plenty.
Yeah, but hand me a bit of check with Peggy.
It's my birthday, so it's final.
Well, thanks very much.
We're sitting down at 7. It's nursery tea, because of Greg here.
Oh, fair enough, because I'm up early tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I meant to ask, what shall I bring for Mrs. Woolley? I mean, what does she like?
Well, she has got a sweet tooth.
Thanks, nurse. I will.
Oh, you're in.
You made it.
Yeah.
Come here. Give us a hug.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. We'll sit down then.
Oh, I had to wait in the car park till your mum and dad went.
Wise move.
How's your leg?
Oh, still stitching it up. Bit at a time.
Oh, gross. I did want to come again, but your dad was dead against
it. Yeah. I only found that out Monday.
He went ape last week.
With you?
Yeah, and my dad. We went up to Willow Farm to fetch some compost back and he caught us.
What happened?
Well, he totally lost it. He started screaming like a madman, said he'd do me for harassment if I came up here again.
Ed.
Yeah, now your mum's persuaded him to change his mind.
Oh, that's good.
She still hates the sight of me, though. I wanted to see you so badly, but well, after that...
It's all right, Ed.
And Will hates me and all.
I know.
Yeah, of course you do. He's been allowed to come up here, hasn't he?
Oh, don't be jealous. Well, he's been shook up too.
Yeah, I suppose. No, he's just so smug, the old cardigan man.
I'm sick of it all. I just want things to go back to normal.
I feel sorry for Clary.
Oh, William's decent enough.
Oh, it's uphill all the way with some lads. I should know.
Why?
My son stole a car once, wrapped it round a lamppost.
Really?
He did 3 months in a detention centre.
Oh, heavy.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Oh, it's all right, Greg. It's what he deserved. He'd assaulted the officer who found him.
You joined the army later, didn't you, George?
Aye. I think national service was no bad thing. Taught the boy self-discipline.
Do you remember the army game?
Oh, on the telly. Yes.
That was about national service.
Bootsy and Snudge.
That's even before my time.
Alfie Bass and, what was his name?
Would you like some more beef, Greg?
Oh, no, thanks, Mrs. Woolley.
He's saving himself your chocolates, Gran.
Helen, I'm sorry they didn't have much choice in the village shop.
It was a very kind thought, Greg. They're my favourites. Oh, I do miss the lime barrels. Jack likes the orange creams.
I'm sorry he's not here.
Oh, he won't be long. It's just he felt he had to mollify Mrs. Pringle. She's a regular guest, you see. And with Caroline not there this evening.
Yes. And Caroline's day off, is it?
Yes, and I think she's away today as well.
Greg's worked with young offenders, haven't you?
No, love, youth groups.
Oh, really?
What's your opinion, Greg?
Boredom's the killer. Young people need challenge.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Something outside their own safe boundaries.
I don't think they should get these free sailing holidays, though.
And in my experience, they respond to education and change, not fear and shock.
Whatever happened to punishment?
Quite. Well, I think all guys should go through a rite of passage, especially brothers.
What, dear?
I thought that's what cars and alcohol were for.
If Ed was in a tribe in the Amazon, he'd have been left in the jungle for 3 days to fend for himself. And then, bingo, he'd have come out a man.
Well, that's a bit high-flown for me, I'm afraid, Helen.
I think he was dropped on his head as a baby.
I'm getting the hang of this.
It's tricky going up the stairs, though.
What, did they teach you?
Yeah. It's doing my head in here.
Yeah, I'm fed up and old. There's no band. Grounded 9 o'clock every night. Can't afford the footy.
So what you been doing?
Trailing around after my dad. Picking apples at Oliver's.
Bet that annoys your dad.
You should hear him. Yeah, Grandad's giving me some cider if I help him make it tomorrow.
Great. So you ain't been banned from Grange Farm, then?
No. I had this youth offending bloke round last week. Oliver said what a good worker I was and everything. He's so sound.
Stop messing with them crutches, head. It's getting on my nerves.
Oh, sorry. Well, you can get some good speed up.
Was he from the court then, this bloke?
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know.
Well, at least you weren't over the limit.
No.
Are you scared?
What if I get sent down?
I'll have to come and visit you then.
No, I mean it. I was speeding.
Yeah, but you've never been caught before.
No.
And the police don't know about the joyriding, do they?
God, no. Well, not unless Williams grassed me up. But I ain't got a licence. It weren't my car. I mean, how serious is that?
It's all lit up.
Well, that's so. In a pitch-black wardrobe, you can find a tie that matches your suit.
It's the naffiest thing I've ever seen.
No, now, wait. The piece de resistance. Ta-da!
Grief. It's moving round.
Aye. It rotates the ties, see? Saves you fumbling around.
Does it tell you which one to wear?
Jack swears by his.
Sounds like a good one. What have I missed?
Give it here. Nothing, Gran.
Ah, cheese. Lovely.
Subject close to my heart.
Help yourselves.
I'll go and see if Chris wants something.
No need. I've been up and she's fine. She's going to sleep.
Shame about her back.
Oh, well, can't be helped.
You've certainly got plenty of food in, Peggy.
I'm always happy to feed you, Brian.
There, I said.
I'll dive in if I may.
Yes, of course, Greg.
Jenny said you've been picking her brains, Helen.
She was really helpful.
What's this?
About a blue cheese, one that used to be made locally.
Pat said you dug up some stuff at the library.
In the research department, yeah. It was called Borsetshire Blue, apparently.
That's interesting.
Made with milk from dairy shorthorns. Well, I know they used to get roughly a pound of cheese per gallon of milk, but I want to track down exactly how it was done.
I think it's very enterprising of you.
There were some interesting clues, but no precise procedure.
Helen likes precise procedure.
You need to sweet talk a local cheesemaker.
Yeah, that's my next move.
Folk are interested in local food these days.
So many local cheeses were lost in the 30s.
Oh, why's that?
Well, the farmers sold their milk to the milk marketing board instead.
Still, it gave them a guaranteed income.
Yeah, but it killed off the old cheese fairs and all the expertise.
Can you pass the biscuits, please, Miss Rogers?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
Well, if you do succeed in making it, you can put me down for a slab.
It'd be so exciting.
Like bringing the past alive.
Exactly. Tomorrow I'm going to start a test run in the shop of two farmhouse blues.
Sounds like the cue for a song.
I like a mature cheese, I must say.
Yeah, me too.
The soft blue is a bit creamy for me.
Is it tricky to make then, Helen?
To get right, yeah. You have to distribute the moisture evenly to get the right texture for the bluing stage.
Oh, you've lost me, dear.
It's all Helen can talk about these days. She's become a cheese anorak.
Oh, shut up. Sorry.
Helen?
I didn't mean
that. Oh, dear.
Shall I...
You sit down, I'll go.
I think I'll try some of this.
Bill Fraser.
Huh?
Bootsy. Or was it Snudge?
I thought he was very rude. Everyone did.
It's all right, Graham.
No, it's not. You're quite upset.
It's not that.
Your mother told me he's a divorcee. Is that the problem?
Oh, sort of.
I'm sorry.
It's hardly a secret anymore.
It can be difficult, competing with a first wife.
She's the least of my worries.
Oh?
Well, he's playing hot and cold over a holiday we'd planned.
And you've had a row about it?
Oh, no. That's the trouble. We haven't really discussed it.
Well, don't you think you should, dear? It's always best to clear the air.
Gran, if only it was that simple.
Oh, I reckon I'd better make a move. Mum's meeting me on the corner of Church Lane at 8.
Oh.
Yeah, she said it was too expensive to park in the hospital. So.
Thanks for the Ibiza CD.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, just don't try dancing to it yet.
Can you come again?
Yeah, of course.
Great. Ed, before you go...
What?
You've been sleeping all right.
Why?
Well, I sometimes wake up from a nightmare. It's like I'm reliving it, the crash and the fire.
That's the same for me.
Really?
I just put my headphones on until I drop off. I hope it goes away.
Well, does it?
Not always.
Do you think they'll ever stop?
Don't know. I hope so.
No one else understands, do they? Mum, Dad, not even William.
Yeah, they've all got an opinion, though.
What happened in that car, that's between us forever. Isn't it?
Linda has a vision of Christmas past.
Ring-a-ting-ting, ring-a-ting-ting, a Christmas plum pudding is a very fine thing. Robert! Robert! Wake up! I've had a brilliant idea.
Again?
Thank you.
No. Oh, come again.
Are you awake?
I must be.
Properly awake.
Aye.
I want you to hear this.
Yeah.
Christmas.
It's October.
Let's invite Leonie and Coriander. What do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, it'd be perfect. The family was the epicentre of the Victorian Christmas. The throng of eager siblings round the fire, opening their long-anticipated presents. The hubbub of excitement through the big house.
Done.
We've got a big house, Robert, and year after year it throngs to the hollow sound of you and me.
Well, they might have made other plans.
Well, the sooner we ring them, the sooner they can unmake them.
I'd hate you to be disappointed. If they couldn't come, I mean.
We sailed a dark storm in April, Robert.
Yeah, that's in the past now.
But we should carry our past forward and learn from it. Or what's the point?
Well, what is your point, Lindy?
Well, after... Wales. Yeah. When we were reconciled, it was your declared intention to give your daughters a higher priority in your life.
True.
This is the next logical step. It will be a healing experience all round.
They're young. They don't want to spend it holed up here.
Well, how do we know until we ask them?
Well, just don't get your hopes.
Oh, it'll be an opportunity for mirth and gaiety. The authentic Victorian family Christmas and the girls could see how happy I make you.
You don't have to prove yourself, darling.
Don't I? For years, I've been typecast as the wicked stepmother. I want to be fairy godmother for a change.
Oh, this willow trunk's decayed for a start.
Should I cut it down?
Well, you could repollard it. Cut away these damaged branches here and hope the new ones grow through.
Right.
Well, it don't look nice, but, well, less drastic than felling.
Brown says your efforts made a real difference on the estate.
Well, we could do the same here. Had you planned to graze cattle down this far?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Well, the Grundys let their cows trample this bank to nothing.
Yeah, I can see.
Now, you'll want some decent fencing to keep them back.
I know. There's just one more thing.
Well, that's where I come in.
Well, you're doing a good job so far.
Huh?
Of selling me the idea.
Oh.
And the work?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, we also, the trout can't spawn with the bed all silted up like this.
Well, I haven't seen myself fishing.
Yeah. No, but it's the ecology of the old river, though, isn't it?
True.
It kills off the stream vegetation, too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, the Am lost a lot of trout with a slurry spill back in 89.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Phil Archer had to replace the lot.
Oh, go on, mate. I could take a hint.
It'll be a big improvement.
The work's yours.
Really?
Well, you'll do a better job than me.
Well, thanks, Mr. Sturdy. Thanks very much.
Well, when can you start?
As soon as you like. I'll get you an estimate sorted.
Time span?
2-3 weeks on and off.
Fine.
Well, this has come at a good time.
Things a bit lean.
Yeah, you could say that.
Only I know Nigel Pargeter needs some forestry work doing.
Oh, a Larnoxley? Mm.
Some paths need clearing, from what I can gather.
Well, I could do that.
Well, he said they were thinking of getting a tractor in. I should get in quick.
Yeah, I will.
Oliver?
Yeah, I owe you one.
Oh, here's Ed. I know what he wants.
Oh?
Oh, yeah.
Morning, Ed.
Edward?
You coming or what? Grandad's waiting.
It won't be a minute.
What's all this?
Ed and Joe are initiating me into the arcane mysteries of cider making. Can I interest you?
Not unless I'm paid, sorry.
Well, fair enough.
Look, I'll push off now.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's been very educational.
Yeah, no problem. I'll see you then.
Yeah.
I'll get that estimate to you. Bye, Ed.
Fine. Bye.
We fit then?
Oh, you're keen.
The sooner we start, the sooner I get my stash of cider.
You've got a gleam in your eyes there.
Yeah, well, I went to see Emma last night.
Good. How was she?
She's all the better for seeing me.
Well, it's good to see you looking a bit brighter.
Yeah, well, you got to walk the walk and talk the talk.
English, please.
It just helps me feel better if you put an act on.
Right. OK, Roy, you come down to reception when you can.
He's running late.
Smoothing ruffled feathers in room 18.
What have you got lined up for the rest of the day?
Oh, an afternoon of bucolic idleness, as it happens.
Oh?
I'm watching Joe and Ed give Oliver a lesson in cider production.
Oh, interesting.
Might be fun.
And the evening?
We'll see.
How is Ed?
Up and down, according to Oliver.
I know Neil's letting him visit Emma now.
Yes. William's not happy about it. I tend to hear his side of things.
Of course.
It's quite difficult sometimes. If it doesn't make him bitter.
Well, I know the importance of healing family rifts after my blip this year.
Oh, yes.
In fact, when I woke up this morning, I had a brilliant vision.
Really?
To invite Robert's daughters for Christmas.
Your Victorian extravaganza?
Yes, I saw it all in a blinding flash. The four of us, dressed in Victorian costumes, sitting round the festive table, burying the hatchet and eating a goose.
It's different.
Unfortunately, I had a little setback at coffee time.
Did you?
Yes, I rang Coriander first. She wouldn't commit herself, said she wanted to speak to the boyfriend. There's always a fly in the ointment.
It can be a diplomatic minefield, Christmas.
Then Leone said she'd have to talk it over with Bobo.
Who's Bobo?
Her mother.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
But I need to discuss my progress with Robert, or rather the lack of it.
Tell you what, Linda, you get off. I'll stay here and wait for Roy.
It had meant so much to her, Leone. Yeah, of course, to me too. She wants it to be a family celebration. Well, surely Mummy can spare you for 1 year. Tension? No, we're getting on wonderfully well now. Look, I didn't want to bring this up, but I did do you a rather large favour this year. It's not blackmail. I'm talking give and take. That's great. Thanks, love.
Are you in here?
She's back. We'll speak soon. Bye, darling. Bye.
Who was that?
Leone.
Oh.
She ran back with a definite yes.
To Christmas?
Mm.
But when I spoke to her this morning, she said she wanted to talk it over with Bobo.
Well, she said she's, not prepared to give in to her mother's emotional blackmail this year.
Quite right. Oh, that's marvellous.
And before that, I spoke to Coriander.
Well, she was very lukewarm, I'm afraid.
Well, not anymore.
Really? Oh, I can't believe it. My vision's coming true. The four of us dressed in Victorian...
Five of us. She wants to bring Justin.
Oh.
Is that all right?
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Put your back into it, Mrs. Oh,
you're enjoying this.
He wants all them apples mangled so we can build up the next cheese.
Nearly finished.
Oh, good.
Now, there ain't no more juice going to come out of this one, Grandad.
I think he's right, Jeff.
Oh, I thought I was invited here to watch.
Sorry, Caroline. We can't carry spectators and freeloaders, so he wants to finish this lot today.
Well, I haven't heard of you doing much, Jeff.
Well,
family's the foreman.
He wants to bow to my superior wisdom.
Oh, we do.
And the fount of all knowledge. Right, now, heave that plastic bucket over to that barrel.
Well, that'll be easy enough. Oh,
careful.
Here, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks. It's heavier than it looks.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Right, lift.
Now, get along with it. Don't you spill a drop.
No, I'd hate to think all my labours had been in vain.
Okay.
Steady. Yeah, okay. Right, now up.
And over.
Oh, beautiful sound.
Of course, we really should put a rat in it.
Oh, disgusting.
Oh, that's for the protein.
No, that's a point, Joe. You do cover them.
Oh, yeah.
Remind me not to have any of this when it's fermented.
It used to bother in my dad's day. I had bats falling, all sorts.
Improved the flavour no end, didn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having a sit down.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, we've got a strike on our hands, Grandad.
5 minutes in.
Oh, isn't it nice when you stop?
Oh, you see, you ain't used to manual work.
Well, I don't suppose you could run a country hotel.
Touché.
You all right, Joe?
Yeah, I got a crick in my neck.
Oh, dear.
From craning round, looking over my shoulder at me furrows.
On the vintage tractor.
Oh.
I ain't got no mirrors, you see.
Didn't you ploughing down yesterday?
Well, not with all that rain.
Ah, you miss a cab when it's cold and wet.
Well, I want that. It was the ground.
Has he let you have a go yet, Ed?
No. He's arguing it all to himself.
She handling well?
Oh, not bad.
What did you used to have, Joe?
Oh, my favourite was my 1947 David Brown Cropmaster.
Petrol. Ah. Yeah, and they introduced the diesel in, let me see now, 49, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
Oh, that was impressive.
Oh, he's not just a pretty face, is he, Caroline?
Ed.
It had a double seat, you know. Used to take my Susan out in it.
So, how long do we leave the cider in the pipes, huh?
Well, we let it settle nice and slow.
Yeah, you got to wait for all the gruts to separate out.
Then we ratchet it off into small barrels and we wait.
Now, that's the hard part.
It's got to develop its full character, you see.
Oh, this is making me thirsty.
Well, I could go in and put the kettle on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. We've hardly got going since dinner. Right, Ed, you get on and build up the next cheese.
Yeah, all right.
And you two, get back in the orchard with a hook lug and fetch down the last of them apples.
Yes, boss.
Shall I peel your grape while I'm at it?
Come on, Caroline.
Yeah, and look on the ground as well. A lot went to waste last year.
Cheeky old devil.
Well, he's enjoying turning the tables on us.
I never had him down for a sadist.
It's the peasant's revenge.
Oh, come on. Let's have a sit down.
Well, he might catch us.
I'm not scared of him. Are you?
Might be. Here, we can turn this basket upside down.
Oh, what a hold, are we?
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, my hands from that press.
Let me see. Oh, dear. Shall I help?
That's better.
Good.
You know, I think I am going to need a drink after this. A proper one.
It is thirsty work.
How about the bull tonight?
You're on. And maybe we could have dinner sometime, too?
What's going on out here?
Oh, dear.
Are we going to stand up to him?
Back to work, you idle slackers.
Oh,
I don't want to find a single apple left in this orchard.
Greg's blowing hot and cold.
Really keen for us to go away.
I am.
Well then.
Oh, you're so black and white sometimes.
I need to be with you changing your mind every 5 minutes.
Well, don't exaggerate. You encouraged me to give Annette my phone number.
Yes, well.
And I'm grateful. It's brought something back into my life I thought was lost forever.
But January will be ideal for us. The shop's bound to be quiet and you'll have time off after the Boxing Day shoot.
I can't close off the option of seeing them when I get the chance.
There's weeks and weeks of summer holiday.
I don't. You may not coincide for ages.
Well, what if Michelle won't let you see them?
That's why I've got to strike now. She's obviously had some change of heart.
I need to plan ahead too, Greg.
I know.
Do you? I'm the manager. If I'm going to take time off, I have to arrange cover.
Please, let's just wait a bit and see what happens.
What if Kirsty decides she wants that week?
Oh, listen, love. I don't know if this contact's going to come to anything. It may all blow up in my face. I'm hoping I can at least have a part-time relationship with the girls. I've missed out on so much already.
So the holiday's off, really, isn't it?
Morning, Greg!
Look, stop trying to back me into a corner.
Thought I saw the Land Rover.
Can't you be flexible for once in your life?
Just forget it!
Helen!
Oh, dear.
Look, sorry to be rude, Pat. I'd better get going.
Oh, yes, all right. I was going to ask you in for a cuppa.
Another time.
appeared in our inbox at midnight, which means she sent it in an hour and a half's time from now.
That's a bit cosmic for this time in the morning.
Not really. If they're 9 hours ahead, she sent it 9 a.m. Cairns time, yeah, which is in the future here, and it got to us last night.
It's worse than the X-Files.
I'm impressed that Jill's got the hang of email.
What'd she say?
Oh, Lord. You'll have to go in and read it yourself.
Oh, if I've got time.
I think I'll send a quick reply while you're out, so they'll get it early evening.
Right. Are the kids getting ready for Jennifer's?
Oh, they're messing around in their gym jams.
I said I'd be there at 9.
You're all behind today. Hope it was worth it.
Oh, not a bad night. Usual crowd. Oh, and I did spot Oliver and Caroline having a drink à deux.
Oh, is that on again?
Look cosy enough to me.
I'm sure they're on the walk.
Well, at least we can catch up today with the kids occupied.
I think we should start with the dispudding.
OK.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. She's passed her mucus plug due any minute.
Have you cleaned the other box?
Yeah.
I'll go and lay the straw.
Yeah, I was going to put a layer of sand down for 41, give her a bit more grip.
I'll do it.
Well, I'd rather you left it to me.
I can lift a shovel.
Well, all right, but just be careful.
Yeah.
I must grab some breakfast sometime today as well.
Oh, we're out of cereal.
Oh, great.
You can pick some up on your way back.
When are we going to the supermarket?
Oh, I don't know. Tonight?
Perfect start to the weekend.
Mind you, it'd make more sense to go while the kids are out.
I thought the whole point of today was to catch up on the farm jobs.
We'll fit it all in.
Oh, come home, Mum. All is forgiven.
I don't know if she'll find anything useful there.
Well, thanks for digging them out.
I knew I had some old recipes somewhere.
Look at this one. Lemon juice cheese. Oh, can use cider instead.
Ooh. She had much luck with her questionnaires.
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? She's had a really good response.
Oh, great.
About 7 in 10 replied.
And this is from the delis?
And specialist shops.
Oh, that shows a real active interest, doesn't it? Mm.
And allowing for the fact different shops have different customers...
Of course.
...there's still a definite bias towards a strong cheese, which is what her customers said too.
A blue or a white, though?
Well, a good number are interested in a blue.
Well, I suppose it is less common.
She's put out a couple of regional ones for tasting.
It would be a fantastic coup if she could resurrect the Borsetshire Blue. Talk about niche marketing.
I know, but it's early days.
Oh, but she's so enthusiastic.
Mm, usually, yes. She's been very wobbly this week.
What's wrong?
Oh, something with Greg, as usual. I'm not exactly sure. Peggy said there was an atmosphere between them on Wednesday night, and this morning
Jenny,
she was...
Jenny, have you seen my turban? Oh, hat.
Morning, Lillian.
No, I haven't, sorry.
How are you?
Don't have to pretend. I know what you're thinking.
I haven't said a thing.
No, but you were going to. It's written all over your face.
What?
Puritanical disapproval.
Oh, for heaven's sake. It's entirely up to you how you spend your money.
Yes, it is, so back off.
Oh, Lillian, behave.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat, really.
It's OK.
No, it's not.
She's been a bit ratty all week.
Oh, I think I would be if my face had been rearranged.
Oh, I feel such a frump. I can't wear my makeup. I can't do my roots. My son won't come and see me, and I need a cigarette.
Anything else?
I can't find my turban.
Well, it looks quite punky, that hairstyle, with all those funny spiky bits.
I had to shave my hairline, Pat.
Oh. Her forehead looks very smooth, though, don't you think?
Oh, good. You know, I had wondered about a retrousse nose. Only kidding.
I must get back to the dairy.
All right, Pat, give Helen my best and tell her to keep up the good work.
I will. Thanks for these.
Okay.
Bye, Lillian.
Bye, Pat.
Oh, really, Lillian, you were a bit defensive. Use that.
Don't worry.
Oh, hello, Greg.
Morning, Mr. Norridge.
Send him away.
Oh, this is Bellamy.
Hello, Greg.
I'm after Mr...
Look, he's with the grain lorry. You better wait out in the yard.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he won't be long.
Could you?
He was in that door before I could stop him.
I could curl up and die. Bad enough, no makeup.
Well, I'm sorry.
You promised.
Look, this is a busy farm. I can't keep everybody out.
Oh, yes, but Greg...
Well, I'm sure he won't.
Oh, it's too
anybody.
Late.
Just warn me, please, when gorgeous men are likely to drop in.
Roy?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, it's all right. He knocks, usually.
Yes, well, make sure I'm upstairs before you let him in, OK?
Of course.
Right, Jennifer, that's the kids settled.
Oh, David.
Alice got all sorts of jollies lined up for them. Blimey. Lillian.
I'm sorry, Lillian.
Right, that's it. Where are my cigarettes?
Great, you've got the hang of email. We won't be able to prise you away from the farm computer now. You plan to chill out with Mel Kenton and Merriel, who sounds beautiful for the first few days. Sounds like it's paid off. Can't wait to hear about your trips to the Great Barrier Reef and Corundum Railway. Everything here fine and running smoothly. Well, one little white lie won't hurt. Pip's helping me design a witch's costume for the Halloween disco, sequins, moons and stars, and a toy cat take. She's only sorry she's outgrown the one you made her 3 years ago.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I've just written an email. Do you want to add anything before I send it?
Never mind that. Lillian's been beaten up.
No, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I don't know exactly. I bet it was lover boy. Do you think?
Scott?
Well, Roy bopped him one, didn't he? He might have come back for his revenge, you know, taking it out on her.
That's terrible. Is she badly hurt?
Well, she looks rough.
What did she say happened?
Well, she didn't exactly, but she'd obviously been, you know, knocked about.
Hang on. Just her face?
Well, from what I could see, it's all bruised. She obviously didn't want to talk about it, so I cleared off.
David?
Hmm?
She's had a facelift.
What?
Facial surgery.
No. How do you know?
It's the worst-kept secret in Ambridge.
I didn't know.
It's why she's been hiding away.
Oh, well, thanks for passing it on.
I promised Jennifer I'd keep stump.
Oh, what an idiot. Hang on, what did I say?
I wouldn't worry. I bet she was more embarrassed than you.
It was horrific. Bruises all yellow and green.
Oh, that means they're on the way out. Mm. Look, is there anything else you want to add to this?
It was sort of puffy. I couldn't put myself through that.
Oh, she obviously thinks it's worth it. So?
Well, tell them not to overdo the shopping. They've got to bring it all back.
I know that.
Well, why ask? Tell Dad the paddocks are fine, not too poached up.
No farming.
Oh. Well, can we at least say that the extra milk production's holding up?
Now, that is allowed.
Supper's ready, love.
Oh, right.
Good book. Persuasion. Didn't have you down as a Janeite.
Hmm.
Your dad's very pleased with himself. He's worked his backside off to get you the first leeks of the season for the shop tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Well, you know how the customers are always asking for them.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? I saw Lillian this morning. She's going to look like a stunned Siamese cat when the swelling goes down. She was expecting me to lay into her, but I was very cool.
Yeah, well, it's not worth arguing about some things.
No. Oh, Jennifer's really behind you on this cheese project. She said she'd like to go with you if you visit a farmhouse cheesemaker. Helen?
Oh, sorry.
I bumped into Greg while I was there.
Oh? What did he say?
Nothing. He felt a bit awkward about this morning.
Oh.
What's wrong, love?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. I know you're upset about something.
The holiday's off.
Oh, what a shame.
Will it always be like this, Mum?
What?
Me, playing second fiddle.
Well, it is hard when someone's as dedicated to his job as Greg. I mean, his hours are crazy, worse than a farmer's.
It's not what I meant.
You mean his ex-wife? Well, that's trickier.
No, to his children.
Children?
He's got two girls.
Oh.
Well, they sound really sweet. They live in France, you see.
In France?
With Michelle. Well, she's been really horrible to Greg and hasn't let him see them for years.
Well, that's dreadful.
I know. He's kept on sending them cards and presents and everything, and he really misses them.
Of course he does.
And I told him...
Oh. Calm down, it's all right.
I told him to give Annette his phone number in the letter.
He's written?
Yes. And then she rang him on Tuesday, and he was over the moon. Happier than he's ever sounded with me.
Oh, love.
And now he wants to go and see them.
Well, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Yes. No, not for me. He's talking about January.
I see.
Oh, it sounds so pathetic when I say it.
No, it obviously hurts.
It does. And the more I try to pin him down, the more stupid and jealous I sound. I'm not trying to make him choose.
I'm sure he knows that.
I encouraged him and now it's like... Well, they won't go back in the box.
Oh, Helen.
I hardly see him as it is.
I know.
But if his kids are back in his life... I don't want to be selfish, but it's just...
Oh, come here, love.
Oh, Mum.
The Artist was written by Nawal Gadala, and the Agricultural Story editor was Graham Harvey. It was written in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.